Yo, what is up, guys? Welcome back to the Statistics Podcast with, of course, me, Ahura,
Arjun,
Josh,
and Jeremiah.
And so today we're going to be talking about the Houston Rockets versus Golden State Warriors finals. Score was 99-104, Golden State with the win. So as usual, we're going to have Arjun tell you guys all about it, all the points that the players scored, and basically all the statistics of the game. So take it away.
On the Rockets, P.J. Tucker with 13 points, Eric Gordon with 19, Clint Capella with 6, James Harden, as usual, 31, Chris Paul with 11 on the Warriors, Kevin Durant with 22, Stephen Curry with 25, and Klay Thompson with 27, the top three players.
All right, so basically, I guess that's a perfect way to sum it up. Statistics. Field goals, Rockets 41.8%, Golden State 45.9%, they had 39 out of 85, and then Rockets had 33 out of 79. Three-pointers, 12 out of 41 for the Rockets, 13 out of 37 for the Golden State Warriors, I was going to say Clippers. Free throws, 87% for the Rockets, with 21 out of 24, and then for the Golden State Warriors, 13 out of 18, 72.2%. So, offensive rebounds, 39 for the total rebounds. There was 8 offensive for Rockets and then 12 for the Golden State Warriors. But in total, Warriors had 42, Rockets had 39. Assists, Rockets had 19. why do I keep saying Warriors had 28. Warriors had 1 block, Rockets had 3. Steals 10 to 6 with Warriors with 6. And then turnovers, 15 for Rockets and 15 for Warriors. Points in the paint, they both had 38. And then personal fouls, 20-19. Josh, opinions of the game?
Game 6. Okay, so.
It's game 5.
Oh, okay.
Game 6 is today, my bad.
All right, so for game 5, Rockets. They need to give the ball to James Harden early in the shot clock because in the end they didn't, and that kind of costed them, honestly. Because you need to give James Harden the ball early in the shot clock so he can make plays, distribute, and hit that step back three that's basically unstoppable. For the Warriors, a good win, but also a concern. Kevin Durant is injured. And also, Kevin Durant wasn't just leading like the Warriors in scoring. He was leading in scoring in the entire playoff. So, as the Warriors face the Rockets in game 6, they got to step up their game in order to kind of replace Kevin Durant. Oh, yeah, by the way, Kevin Durant has a right calf strain. So, yeah.
It was called an injury.
Yeah.
Now, we'll do predictions for tonight's game at 6 o'clock p.m. Turn on your TVs if you want to watch it. We're not sponsored. Arjun, who do you think's going to win, Warriors or Rockets? Opinions.
I think it's the Rockets because now they're going to play with, now they want to, win really bad. Because it's 3-2, they want to make it 3-3 and then win the next one. But Warriors still have great defense. It's going to be hard, but James Harden.
And offense.
Yeah. Great everything. Well, that's obvious.
They're pretty much unstoppable. Yeah, but,
But James Harden.
Yeah, KD. So you think
is
Rockets? No, Kevin Durant. No, he's not playing next game.
Okay.
But do you think the Warriors are gonna win?
No, Rockets.
Rockets? Okay.
Seriously?
I got it.
No, I just do. I just feel like it.
Oh, today.
It's just a feeling.
Yeah, I just know it. I don't know. I just know it.
All right, we'll see. Yeah, are you gonna do that thing where as soon as the game's over, you're gonna text everyone in the chat?
Yeah.
Rockets blew the Warriors. All right. What about you, Josh?
Rockets are gonna win game 6. Without KD, the Warriors are not the same. So yeah.
All right, yeah.
Blowout in Houston.
How about you, Jeremiah?
I feel like the Rockets are actually going to win game 6 because they don't actually have Kevin Durant, the Warriors. So they're just like the regular Warriors without Kevin Durant. So they really have to try their best.
Yeah, I got to go with the Rockets. I feel like, but kind of like what Josh said, if they give Harden the ball early in the shot clock, then the Rockets will – even if they don't, I feel like after playing these 5 games, the Rockets probably have distributed a plan by now. So I feel like they might, like, I don't know. They'll do something like they always do.
And they have to rebound.
Yeah. So, yeah, I feel like if, but if they had Durant, we could all agree. Yeah. Warriors would have won.
Yeah.
But they don't. So, hopefully his injury doesn't last too long because the playoffs. But, yeah, I think Rockets will win. I hope Warriors win, though. But I think the Rockets will win. I want the Warriors to win.
I want the Rockets to win.
Yeah, the Rockets.
Houston, we've got a problem. All right, next game. Let's talk about the Celtics versus the Bucks. 91-116, Milwaukee Bucks with the win. So, here.
Tatum with 14 points, Kyrie Irving with 15, Jaylee Brown with 12, and Marcus Morris with 14. And on the Bucks, it's Giannis with 20 points, and Middleton with 19. And yeah, and the stats, field goals, the Milwaukee had more, 44.7, the percentage. And Ahura will take it on.
That was a beautiful commentary by Arjun. We got to work on those names, buddy, eh? We gotta do a little work on those. Bye, Josh. Everyone's sleeping. We got to do a little bit of work on those names. But field goals, 29 out of 93, 31% for the Celtics. 42 out of 94, 44% for the Bucks. 15 out of 47. That's kind of 31% for the Celtics. 7 out of 39 3-pointers. That's doo-doo. Like, that's trash. 17% free throws. Milwaukee 77.3%, 17 out of 22, and for the Celtics 26 out of 34, 76.5. Total rebounds 48 for the Celtics, 58 for the Bucks. Offensive 12 and 12 for both the teams. Assists, Bucks had 27, Celtics had 19. Blocks, Celtics had 1, Bucks had 7. Steals, Milwaukee had 8, Celtics had 9. Turnovers, Milwaukee had 16, Celtics had 14. Points in the paint, Celtics with 36, and then Milwaukee, Bucks with 44, and then fouls, personal fouls, 23 for Bucks, and then 18 for the Celtics. So that takes a lot of air to say, but again, we're gonna go through our opinions of the game, how we thought it should have ended, okay, just take it away, Josh.
For the Bucks, great performance. They're going to the next round. But yada, yada. Okay, let's get to the Celtics. So anyways, honestly, the Celtics, I think, are going to fall apart after this. You start to get the question if Kyrie still wants to be there. Because, like, the Celtics weren't the same. This is a very disappointing season. The coaching was not at its best. The Celtics need to get it together. And they need to keep going. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown did not come through. And, yeah, so you honestly, for the Celtics, I think they just need to prepare for next season and make sure it's good. So the next game we're going to talk about is Game 6 of the Nuggets and Trailblazers. And the score was 119-108. And, yeah, Drew will take it away with the stats. And
every
the statistics.
Time, every time it's the 3-2, the team that's losing 3-2 will come back 3-3. Okay, so on Nuggets, Paul Millsap had 17, and Nikola Jokic had 29, Jamal Murray had 24, and Gary Harris had 15. On the Trailblazers, CJ McCollum had 30, Damian Lillard had 32, and Rodney Hood had 25. And Lillard had, like, 30-yard threes just smashing it. So, Josh, opinion stats?
So, I mean, you can see the difference is the three-pointers. I mean, the Nuggets hit 12 out of 32. Blazers hit 15 out of 33. And, honestly, the three-pointer in this game has become a critical stat. Yeah,
Yeah, great shots by Lillard, but the three-pointer has really changed the game of basketball. Like, you would take 30 threes in a game. I mean, like, back in the day, you'd probably take, like, 10 or something. But anyways, the Blazers shot 45% from three. Nuggets shot 37, so you can see the difference. And, yeah, I mean, just a better game overall by the Blazers. They played well in their home crowd. Seth Curry got it going. And, yeah, so, yeah, game seven prediction, Ahura.
Ahura's not here right now.
He said the Trailblazers. Jeremiah said the Nuggets. And for me, I say the Nuggets are going back at home. Nikola Jokic probably going to step up his game. What do you think, Arjun?
Denver Nuggets.
He's going with the Nuggets. That will end today's podcast. Tune in for our next podcast. And, yeah, thank you for watching.
For listening.